Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Let me see. Today, everybody is. Sorry. 你有曾经自我介绍过？没有啊。So, say hello to Dwai. 欢迎你。你今天为什么会懂得参加我们的这个共修呢？啊？哦，因为要来见你妹妹。见我老妈，很受教哦，那很好，欢迎欢迎。我们的这个共修呢，跟一般的共修有点不一样哈、哦。你应该有参加过吧？哈、哦，在那个菩提树的那边有参加过。啊，我记得有了。
上两
天也是有来过吧？
来一
次，对，什么事情发生都是刚刚好的，差一点点，然后就没有发生，所以我们大家可以来上课，都是刚刚好的。So, 跟佛有缘，是。So we are very happy to have my auntie join us today. So she was saying that happened to be just nice. So I said, for us, for everything, for us to be here, it must be just nice. She said, we have the conditions with the Buddha. Yeah.So today, we are going to look at a very interesting topic. What topic is it? It's a question. let me see how to share the screen. So the topic is on the Chinese Tripitaka. So this question is from Edward. What is the Chinese Tripitaka, and how is the structure like, and how is it related to, like, how does it compare with the Pali Canon, the Pali Tipitaka, Theravada Tipitaka. Yeah, so do you know about the Chinese Tripitaka? 大正藏, probably heard before. If we look at these two, first of all, what is a Tipitaka or Tripitaka? Dhamma, you must find it for Dwai. Can I? Okay. I use English, you use Mandarin. 我尽量偶尔加一点中文哈，好不好？讲一点话语。So, what is Tipitaka or Tripitaka? The two are actually referring to the same thing. In brief, it means the collection of teachings given by the Buddha. Literally refers to the three baskets. So, one is in Sanskrit, one is in Pali. Tripitaka is in Sanskrit.Tipitaka is in Pali. What are the three baskets? They are namely the Sutra Vinaya, Sutra Vinaya and Abhidhamma, or Jing Lu Lun. In the Pali tradition, the order is a bit different. They usually put the Vinaya first. Yeah? Vinaya, Sutra and then Abhidhamma. 那在巴黎藏呢， 哦，在南传巴利藏里面呢，他们多数的划分是律，然后经，然后论。在我们汉传那个大藏经里面呢，是以经律论，先谈经，然后再谈律。那今天要学习的是什么呢？So what we're going to learn today? Today we're going to learn Sanskrit. Meanwhile, 再讲感觉。So online students can see the share screen, right? So you all have to wait for a while, okay? Our technical team is busy trying to show it on the screen because now they see it up. Maybe your projection you do mirror instead of doing Again, you hide the attendance. Maybe double go full screen first. Go to the top right hand corner. Click on it. Go standard. Okay. Okay, so I was looking through and I realized easiest way is to just show you all. So let me see. So on the left side, on the left side you see the collection, for the Pali Canon. And then on the right side is the Chinese Tripitaka. Yeah. So as I mentioned, in the Pali tradition, they put the Vinaya up. First basket is the Vinaya. And second is the Sutta. Sutta in Pali is Sutta. In Sanskrit is Sutra. Yeah. So the word Sutra, actually, it means track. I've shared in the Heart Sutra class before. It refers to the words spoken by the enlightened ones, by which, if you are to learn, practice accordingly, then your body, speech, and mind can be in line with that of the enlightened ones. Jing is Chinese words. Jing is Huayu. 那它的原文呢是修波罗 Sutra， 听起来有点像是就是佛菩萨阿罗汉他们所宣说的正法，It's the teachings given by the Buddha. So if you look at the Sutta Pitaka, then you see that there are five collections, namely the Digha Nikaya, Majjhima Nikaya, Samyutta Nikaya, Anguttara Nikaya, and Kudaka Nikaya. They are again in Pali, the words itself, but it basically refers to the long discourses, the middle discourses, the connected discourses, the numerical discourses, and the short texts. Yeah, so this is what we call the Nikayas. You notice that in the Kudaka Nikaya, then there's a lot of, there are more beneath it. Yeah. But actually, inside Digha Nikaya, Majjhima Nikaya and so on, they individually have many more sutras. Many more sutras. Like Anguttara Nikaya itself has thousands of sutras inside. Samyutta Nikaya also have a lot of texts inside. Digha Nikaya is the long collection, long by the length of each sutta. But it has about 34 suttas in total. Majjhima Nikaya has 150 over suttas, grouped into, I think, three collections. And they are grouped by their length also. So the sutras are not too long, not too short, medium length. Samyutta Nikaya is also known as the Connected Discourses by virtue that it is grouped by the topic. So topics that are connected, they are compound together. So for example, inside the Samyutta Nikaya, you have Deva Samyutta. So all the different sutras where the Deva come and see the Buddha, some of the Deva went out to this monk, talk to that monk, and so on, all grouped together. And there's a Mara Samyutta inside. A collection of sutras where Mara come and talk to Buddha, and disturb the monks, disturb the nuns, different ones. Including, we have Sancha Samyutta, all the teachings connected to the truth, and so on. Okay, Vedana Samyutta, and so forth. So Anguttara Nikaya, as I've shared before, numerical discourses, also known as incremental discourses. So there are 11 chapters altogether. The first 10 going by numbers, 1 to 10. Number 11 includes all the numbers from 11 onwards. How are you doing? Then leave it alone. Now. Why are you doing? Oh, 不要管它了. Yeah, so Anguttara Nikaya, all grouped by numbers. All grouped by numbers. So if you go for a Dhamma talk, and then the venerable say, okay, today we're going to talk about three things. Then another talk, five things. But you cannot remember, you only remember three things. But don't know about the three things. You can go and look at Anguttara Nikaya, book three, or go and look. Bound to be inside. So Kudaka Nikaya, collection of the small texts. Most would agree that this Kudaka Nikaya is a later edition. Because if you look through the text, some of it dates back to the Buddha's time, but there are some that is clearly from later on. So for example, the last one, Milinda Panha, questions of Milinda. So King Milinda is a person who came much later. So they couldn't have compiled what he asked at the Buddha's time, among others. So sometimes you hear one famous text that we all know, the Dhammapada. So it's inside here as well. So the thing is that Dhammapada itself, they are all short verses, but these verses more often than not actually appear in other suttas, within the other Nikayas. So that's in the Sutta Pitaka. Now just now, Vinaya Pitaka, basically the rules, the precepts, including the community rules, and also the origin story, of how, when, and how those precepts were set. Were set up by the Buddha. So I'm going to just go through the Pali side first. Then I compare with the Chinese Tripitaka side. So Abhidhamma Pitaka, usually in the Pali tradition, they refer to one particular set of texts, seven books altogether, that expounds on various aspects of the teachings. So the there are, at the same time, there are also different at different point in time, the Abhidhamma text actually got expanded. Yeah. Because later generation need more clarification, cannot understand. So it was given commentary on the Abhidhamma. But then commentary, comment, up to some point, some generations later, they find that it's too much. Oh, how come so much? Then some masters come and give a summary. So condense it. Oh, this is very good. Easy to understand. Then, very good. So a few generations later, then the later generations look at a condensed version. Hey, how come this, what does this one mean? What does that one mean? So again, the masters come in. Okay, let's explain again. So in the there's this process. But Abhidhamma, the Abhidhamma text itself has a bit of interesting background. It is said that the teaching was given by the Buddha to his mother, in the heaven, in one of the heaven, Tavantisa heaven, I think. Then every day he come down and then to teach Venerable Sariputra. Then Venerable Sariputra in turn pass it to Venerable Ananda, supposedly. Okay, that's this background story. You can go and read about it. But if we look at various texts talking about the first council, only the Vinaya Pitaka and the Sutta Pitaka was compiled. Yeah. So quite clearly, the Abhidhamma came later. Quite clearly. So just a brief overview. Then if we look at, let me see, anything else? Okay, at this point, any question? Anything to ask? All of you very familiar? Ken? No question later, I give you a pop quiz. Those who can answer can go back. Those who cannot answer have to stay back for remedial classes. So what is the relation between the Pali Tipitaka and the Chinese Tripitaka? Structurally, they are identical. There are three collections. I already mentioned earlier that the collection is, the order is slightly different. The Chinese Mahayana collection starts with the Sutra, then followed by Vinaya, then followed by the Abhidhamma. And as far as Abhidhamma is concerned, in the Chinese collection, in the Chinese canon, it's clearly stated there is various Abhidhamma texts from different schools, not just one school. Chinese Mahayana tradition is not one school. Most people think it's one school. Actually, our masters, like the famous Xuanzang Da Si, Da Xian Da Si, Qiu Mo Lo Si Da Si, who is from the Ku something country, he's actually white children. He's not Chinese. Various other masters, actually not just these few, but these are the famous ones. And across centuries, it's not like Venerable Xuanzang just go over there, click download that. He himself, I think the whole journey took 18 years or so. And after he bring it back, then start translation. It's not 18 years, come back, then count inside. The translation took another how many decades? So over the centuries, different dynasty, different king, empress, commissioned different masters to do translation. So what's interesting is the teachings, whether it's sutra or vinaya or abhidhamma, in the Chinese canon, it is not just one particular school. Yeah. The masters, when they collected the text, they basically grab as much as they can. Every school, whatever is Buddhism, they just bring it back. Yeah. To our advantage, really. We have to thank them. Yeah. Because if they just take one school, then the disparity would be quite great, you know. Yeah. Because two different schools. Huh? But they collected different schools. So some of the texts in the other lineage, like in the Pali tradition, can be found in the Chinese canon also. So, namely, of course, when you look at the Chinese canon, the first collection is Ahanpu. So Ahanpu itself, Agamas, directly correlates with the Pali canon in terms of the Nikaya. So if you were to click into it, Ahanpu, because at first I wanted to collate everything, put it into a mind map, then I realized, wow, too big. So I decided, I just show you the website. We will not go through everything, but because I show you this from the website, you all can spend your time, go and click, look. Master Ying Shun spent 4 years, full time, reading through the whole Chinese Shibitaka. For your modern times, should maybe take lesser time. No, I think maybe 40 years cannot finish up. Let me see. Okay. So this is the table of contents for the Ahan Bu. So in the Chinese text, you always have one bu, like section. So this is the Agama section. Yeah. So right at the top, you have Chang Ahan Jing, which is directly relating to the long discourses. Oh, Chang Ahan Jing. So Ahan, Gai Wo Suo Naga Da Zhen Zhang, Gai Qian Mian Shi Zai Jie Shi Naga Nan Chuan Ba Li Zhang. We will now look at Da Zhen Zhang. Nan Chuan Ba Li Zhang Fen Lü, Ran Hou Jing, Ran Hou Lun. Ran Hou Jing De Bu Fen Ne Fen Wu Ke. 五大部长阿含中阿含杂阿含真一阿含还有小部那个小部那我们现在看看这个大正藏呢它也分但是它是分经律论经律论那经也就是我们一般说佛菩萨罗汉宣说的正法然后呢那律呢 律也是正法但是是针对行持威仪规范等等的然后论呢论在我们汉传呢是把它就是说我们公认论都是什么就是来解释经的那汉传里面的论呢也有解释律的有些地方是解释律的律里面虽然是 蛮直接的但是有些东西过了时代的变迁呢那有些这个这条街怎么去持呢就有律师我们佛教还有律师不是去打官司那个律师是专攻这个律障他来解释他说这条街呢应该是这样子持的为什么呢因为在这里呢发生这个事情在那边又这样所以在我们现在这个状况应该这样子是受持 那我们刚才看一看这个什么就是大乘藏第一个部就是阿含部然后阿含部里面的目录呢你看这里第一个是什么长阿含长阿含也就是相对于这个巴利藏的第一个 long collection Digha-nikaya 这边是长阿含那 这里呢，它就有说了，《长阿含》里面共有22卷，所以里面有22卷。那里面呢，你如果点进去的话呢，它又有这一部经、那部经、很多部经在里面了。里面共有这个卷呢，这个卷数在大正藏里面都是分卷。 然后所以但是你要知道劝他不是说怎么讲啊，据我所知啊，其实就是我们那个以前早期的他就这样子一捆就是一卷，那有些经呢它是分几卷，听起来是一部经，有些是一卷里面有几部经，所以我们点进去看的话呢，不错，我们必要的网际网络还是蛮快的，那这边还有先给你一个序，然后你可以去看，里面讲它的那个怎么开始啊什么的，然后呢这边第一份初大本经第一如是我闻我们很熟悉的如是我闻一时佛在舍卫国即宿巴陵区与大比丘僧众千二百五十人聚等等等等那这个就是我们一般熟悉的那个经文。那阿含经长阿含跟那个巴林藏同样是长的，是不是一对一大部分是一对一大部分它的那个前后的排列不是180一样但是内容呢我自己是没有考察过我不敢跟你说喂我知道，但是呢根据很多的诸山长老还有他们专门在做翻译的，我也在做翻译，但是我跟我的法兄弟翻一部瑜伽师论就翻了09年翻到现在12年还没翻完而且我们只是看前面50卷，总共100卷，我们看该说卷嘛我们看前面50卷，也就是本地份17地，我们才翻还没到一半所以这个是专业跟非专业的差别玄奘大师他是专业的几百个人然后规划好，然后是日翻译夜翻译每天在翻译，我们是抽前面的十几年都是一个星期一次，然后今年开始呢我们想这样子不行了，这样子我们要翻译到70几岁我们现在就一个星期翻译两次那可能要到50几岁50-60岁 OK 那这个刚才为什么讲这个呢，说这个为什么我会谈到翻译了对，所以他那个什么东西一模一样你想再说一个
那 sequence of the supers is a Chinese
啊呀，对对对对对，那它的那个排列不是完全一样那好像说印顺老师他对那个经论非常的熟悉，而且他对阿含特别深入的认识。那南传当今呢菩提比丘法师长老他可以说是在南传界呢对于那个翻译大家都公认那这个菩提比丘长老他呢在做翻译的时候他也参照其他法师的那个著作那照他们说呢阿含经就是上那个汉传的阿含经跟now I'm suddenly I use for my girl. Sorry, I must switch back and forth. That's why I usually like to just use one language. Because I use one language, I forget about the other language. Yeah, so, when they did a translation, the like Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi, he actually compared with other translators from different traditions. And they actually work with other masters from different traditions, and they do comparison. And what they found is that, by and large, majority of the texts have co-reference, can be co-related. Yeah. As sometimes they vary, depending on the name. Sometimes the name is different. but the content is exactly the same. Yeah. A small number of the texts found in this site cannot be found on that site. A small number can be found on this site, cannot be found on that site. Yeah. So what's interesting is Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi and some of the masters, when they see this, do you know what they say? They say, this itself is not sufficient to say that, oh, which one is more authentic? Instead, he says that some of these differences can easily be understood and explained by virtue of the fact that during transmission, at times, certain groups perished. Certain communities perished because of war, because of famine, because of various reasons. And because of that, those who are tasked with reciting the text before it's penned down just got wiped out. And as a result, by the time it got penned down in the different lineages, there's bound to be disparity. Yeah. The important thing is the overarching theme between these two texts, they are in line. Okay, in line. So let's go back a bit. So the moment I see Chinese text, then I switch to Chinese, then some of you blur it. Today? Yeah, I tell the right class. So we go back up. Go back up. So just now we look at just brief overview, and we only look at one of the collection inside the Agamas. Then if we were to look at the next one, Ben Yuan Bu. Yeah. So some of the text that is found in other collections, for example, the Jataka. Jataka in the Pali tradition is under Kudaka Nikaya. But inside the Chinese collection, it's not under Agama altogether. So that's one. Another one is the Dhammapada. Dhammapada is also it also has its own separate collection. I've seen writings by some of the some people. They suggest that based on the timing when these collections in the Chinese Tripitaka were made, it was based on what was common in India. Yeah, because the Chinese masters, they went all the way to India and they collected based on what they have seen. Yeah. And so at that point in time when they collect, the fifth collection, the Kudaka Nikaya, don't exist yet. And that's why a number of these texts actually exist separately from the Agamas. Yeah. So in the Chinese tradition, we always talk about Si Anan, only four collection. Whereas in the Pali tradition, that's five. So sometimes when we think, people always say, oh, the Pali tradition is the more authentic one. But then, to me, what is authentic is whether it is effective in helping us reduce, remove defilements and suffering. That's the basis for authenticity. Yeah. Now, moving on. Here you see the T0, T02, and so on. This is a classification within the Chinese Tripitaka. This is actually a modern classification already. Yeah. I mean, T is an alpha of alphabet. Chinese people don't use T. So this classification is actually a modern classification, but this is a commonly used classification. There's various translation of the whole Tripitaka actually. You know, sometimes in the Chinese tradition, we hear of Long Zhang, right? Then there's the modern one is the Taishu version, which is actually, interestingly, linked to Japan. Because they did a lot of this translation work and do it very, very formally. So the scholars, some of the scholars and masters, they actually compare the two, and then some of the one that we know today has strong influence from that version. Because after all, the Buddhism in Japan actually went one big circle one. Here we see a collection. I'm going to just run through, okay? Yeah. We have Ban Yuan Bu. Then we have Ban Yuan Bu. We have Po Re Bu. So Po Re Bu, all the teachings on wisdom, on Zihui Bu, Po Re Bu. So inside you see Po Re Jing, Jing Lang Jing, Xing Jing, and so on. I found another website that actually gave this collection. Yeah. So I'm going to show you also. But it's quite a mess because the website wasn't updated. So it's a bit like that. But they have some of the English translation. So I also leave it here. Later on, I will post both all the links online so y'all can go and explore yourself. One thing is that inside this additional site that I found, they just give an overview excerpt. So for example, over here, right? Here it lists out a few of the sutras. Yeah. In most cases that I look through, the more prominent one. Yeah. But the full list, how to know which one is the full list, I can click inside here. We click on T05, go inside. So here you can see 200卷的佛罗经. So just one, 200卷. Recently, we just finished the 金刚经, right? How many 卷? Actually, it's not even 卷, it's just how many 品 only. 卷 is the higher classification. 品 is just a small. The Dhamma Sutra, how many? Can you all remember? 32? 33? Yeah, 33, yeah. Actually, Dhamma Sutra is like a condensed version. It's actually one of the... it's actually translated by... was it Chimon Sutasa? Of the same text, you know. So the same text translated into Dhamma Sutra, translated into Tamburo Jing, that's the Liang Bai Jian. There's the Liu Si Jian one. And there's the another one, which is supposed to be, don't know how many, very, very long one. Yeah. But that is said to be only later on, very high wisdom that can understand something like that. I heard. So you can go inside and take a look. Back. Let's just look at another one, see what else is inside. Liu, 201 to 400. So this one should be, is that a Liu Bai Jian? Liu Bai Jian, Bura. So you all think that Heart Sutra is long, huh? You all might be thinking, Aiya, Sifu, 260 words, 讲这么久. So it's the third classification, up to 600. Then, last one, let's see what else is inside. Here should be the Xing Jing and Jing and Jing. Here then you have other ones. So the first three of the block is just the Liu Bai Jian, the Da Bu Re Jing. Then here you see all the different sutras. So that's why I want to show you both. Because the one that I found that give you everything in one page, this is just an excerpt. Otherwise, if I just show you this, then you think, oh, Po Re Jing only this few sutras. Okay, well, not so bad. Then you feel, Ying Shun Dao Si read the whole thing in 4 years. I think I can do it in 3 years. But you just look at this. Just look at this. You just read the table of contents, I think it will take you 1 year. This is just for a book. Maybe some words you don't know, from table of contents, you also don't know what is it. Not to mention you all, I also don't know some of it. So we have for a book. Then we have Fawa Bu, we have Foyen Bu. So this is the Lotus Sutra teaching and the Avatamsaka Sutra teaching. So you can also take a look what's inside. So quite a lot of things. Yeah. So Fawa Bu, usually we think of just Lotus Sutra, but inside there's actually many other sutras related to it, to this pool of thoughts. And below you see Da Fang Guan Fo Hua Yan Jing, Liu Si Jian. And then there's us for it, right? Should be here. So come Mulu to go. just go through paper. Yes. Wonder why some lineage in the end just fit the title. Wait, too long, too short, really. But in the end, that's how Buddhism declined and disappeared off. Because we feel, too much. And this is not the rest, not the end yet. There's still what? Bao Ji Bu, then Nie Pan Bu, Da Ji Bu, Jing Ji Bu, Mi Jiao Bu. So up to here, this is this section, Mi Jiao Bu, this is on the secret teachings. What we usually think of Vajrayana, a huge part of it. So Vajrayana itself is not just about Mi Jiao actually. Yeah? They practice this part of the teaching, but they include other practices also. So, but Mi Jiao itself is where there is mantra introduced. Start to have mantra already. Yeah. Then, up to this point, up to the Mi Jiao portion, all this and above are considered under the sutra. All considered under sutra. So, you notice that if you just scroll up here, up to the Mi Jiao Bu is T21. So, from T01 up to T21 are all on the sutra. But only T01 and T02 correlate with the Nikaya. So in the Chinese tradition, we have extra from T03 onwards. Of course, there are some which actually belongs that can be found in the Nikaya also, but majority cannot be found. And this is also why in the Theravada tradition, for some, they feel a bit uncomfortable because not inside our Pali canon. So how? How? I also don't know how. But we'll come back to this in a while. So sutra, 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 all the way up to Omis. Up to this part, Lü Bu. So Lü Bu is the Vinaya. So let's look at what is inside the Lü Bu. So inside the Lü Bu, wow, also a lot of things. So much things. Yeah, because in the Chinese canon, we are not just having the Vinaya for one school. Do you know that back in India, the Vinaya, each of the different schools, there were 18 schools, about 100, 200 years after the Buddha passed away. After that, there were about 18 schools. Two broad umbrella, Theravada and the Mahasanghika. Mahasanghika is not Da Chena, it's Da Zhong Bu. Yeah. Then inside these two, there are each site have 9 subsections. Yeah. Later on, speak further, but usually we stop at the 18th school. At least for me. You all can go and do research, look at what happened after that. So what's interesting is, when the Vinaya masters, when the various masters went to India and collect the Vinaya texts, they collect all the sutras, the Vinaya, each of the schools have a slight variant of the Vinaya also. So interesting. But from what I've read of various masters, right, translators, they find that in the Vinaya text, the similarities are highest. So that means there are still some differences, but they are virtually identical. Virtually identical. Very interesting. What's even more interesting, which I mentioned in some classes, is although Chinese Buddhism, at this point in time, we usually say it belongs to the Chinese Mahayana tradition. But the Vinaya that we follow is not under Mahasambhika, no. It's under Theravada. Ours is Tammo Tadabu Dhammagupta is under Theravada, one of the sub branches. So Chinese Mahayana is very interesting. And then inside you'll see Si Fen Li, Wu Fen Li. I won't go into detail because in our tradition, not supposed to teach you all our Vinaya. But this is just table of contents. So in the Chinese tradition, right, they actually, when we learn the Vinaya, we actually do a bit of comparison between the different traditions. Yeah, to try to understand how best to observe each of the rules. Yeah. So in a way, more xiong. Because each of them have slight variation. But if you, unless you're ordained, but otherwise, if you listen to some of the, because in the US we have the Vinaya class, then we have last time the late Guo Qing Li Shi, then we have Benin Fa Shi, various of the Vinaya masters in Taiwan, they would, when we go through each of the Vinaya group, then they will cite from this commentary of this Vinaya, of this rule, and then cite the example, and so on and so forth, and then they will cite these other masters of this lineage from this time, this what you said, very interesting. So, from this, we can also see that Buddhism is a very organic organization. It's not monolithic. Some people like, some people don't like. Some people prefer to say, "Aiya, Sifu, how come Buddhism is so complicated? How come we have so many texts? How come not one text? How come not one book only?" I mean, this is a real concern. This is not criticizing. In fact, this is praising other religion. So, in case anyone who is watching this video, this is not criticizing other religion. Yeah. So, not just one student, many students over the years have raised this up to me. So I thought about it. So I was like, but if you look at worldly knowledges, okay, worldly knowledges, do you have any school of discipline where it's just one book and it's enough? I don't know of any school of discipline, whether it's maths or science or even art, where just one book is enough. Right? And maths, science is just a general term. Maybe it's not fair. Let's go a bit more specific. Let's say you learn mathematics itself. You major in mathematics. Do you think you just need one book? No. In secondary school, you already have Amex, two books. And it's not two books, it's a few books because every day it's different books. Correct? Yeah. And then,
there's an A book and a B book.
Yeah, there's an A book and a B book. Yeah, and then when you reach JC, still maths, it's still called maths, but F maths, maths C, now H1, H2, H3, right? Our time is Maths C, F-Maths, and then special paper. And each of them is, by then, JC, is that textbook? I think it's all the notes. Yeah. A lot of notes. And then just when you thought this is strong enough, when I reached university, in the discrete mathematics course, the lecturer, first lecture, he asked us, how many of you took F-Maths in JC? Then some of us, a number of us raised our hands. Then he said, for those of you who took F-Maths, this is the revision. We'll be covering the whole of F-Maths in just a few weeks. You know, because one semester is about 12 weeks now. And the F-Maths class is just a few weeks. We studied in 2 years. All the content is covered in just a few weeks. So the lecturer told the rest. The rest of you who didn't take it, you're better. Pay attention. And all that is just one subject in my course. How many books do you think we have to go through just to become an engineer, become an accountant, become a specialist in any field? So I told students before, what is the purpose of the Dharma? The purpose of the Dharma is to help sentient beings be free of suffering. What makes you think we are so simple that only one book is enough? So what to do? It's because we are so complicated. That's why the Buddha must give so much teaching. You know? Yeah. Not that the Buddha likes to give so much teaching. I think. So, Vinaya part itself, a lot already. Yeah. So then, beyond the Vinaya, below are all the commentaries. Now, below are all the commentaries. So, Jing Lun Bu. Yeah. So, you have Jing Lun Bu. So, you have commentaries to the sutras. And then you have Pi Tan Bu. This word, Pi Tan Bu, is actually Abhidhamma. So, Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma. So the Jensen Pitan Bu. Then inside we have further subgroups. It's also under the Lun. You have Zhongguan Bu, Yuqie Bu. And again here, when you look at this, right? Inside actually there's quite a lot of things. You have the Zhonglun, Shemen Lun, San Lun Zhong, and so on and so forth. Then up to the later part, then you have Wu Sa Di Shi Jing, Yu Qie Shi Di Lun, the one that I mentioned, 100 Juan, no? 100 Juan. Start with Wu Shi Sen Xiang Yin Di. This is the 100 Juan. We translated, I think, Juan 21. Actually, we translated quite a bit already. So, like here, 修所成地, Juan 21. This is the first time we started on. That's why I can remember. The rest is one. So, 修所成地, the wisdom, actualization of cultivation. Wisdom, actualization of cultivation. So, we have 文所成地, 思所成地, 修所成地. We decided to start off on this because this is directly dealing with cultivation. Yeah. So we're like, we are not translating for other people, just for ourselves. Yeah. That took us about 4 years. Four over years, I think. Yeah. So recently we finished up on the 五十声相应地. Then we have, I think we have finished ED, which is the next one. In between, after I tell you, you're like, I see. In between, you know how we choose which one to translate next? After we finish the first one, right, the 修所成地, we're like, let's choose a shorter one. That was not the longest one really. That was one of the not so short one, not so long one. After that, we're like, which one is short one? Let's look for a short one. Otherwise, we are burnt out. Then after translating a few very short ones, then we're like, okay, let's tackle a longer one. Yeah. So this is the Yu Qie Si Dilun, Yogacara Bodhisattva. And Yogacara Bodhisattva is not the only commentary under the Yogacara school. There's many others. And then just now I just skipped through. Skim through all this under Madhyamika school. So you know Heart Sutra, same thing. We talk about emptiness, right? So far I just talk about Heart Sutra. But many of the things I share is linked to what my teacher shared, which is linked to what he has read of the other commentaries. So it's summary of summary of summary. That's why we take 10 weeks of 2+ hours each. If we go through everything, maybe we have to take 2 years or 20 years. But if we are alive long enough, we should explore. So, after that, where is it? Yu Qie Bu. So, Yu Qie Bu, not just Yogacara Bodhisattva. Inside, there are many others. Wei Shi San Shi Song, Chen Wei Shi Lun. Yeah. 唯识论, 大乘唯识论, 色大乘论, So my teacher went through 色大乘论 many times. When I was ordained and I went on to the monastery, the main text that he was going through was 色大乘论. Yeah. So these are the commentaries. Very good. So I let you all look through the table of contents. I'll leave any print. Just leave a different brief. Okay, go down. Then, inside then there's 论集部, 经序部, so here you see, there's 律序部. So there are commentaries on the Vinaya itself. Then, 诸宗部, 始专部. So the later part, some of these are later writings already. Later things. And with that, we come to the end of the whole Da Zhen Zang. Not so long. So, this whole body of teachings, Sutra, Vinaya, and then the commentaries. Again, I must highlight, we must always ask ourselves, why are we studying it? Why are we studying it? Earlier in the morning, I sent an email to one of the, to this other student. I don't know whether he's a Buddhist also. Yeah, he called himself AC. So, about a week ago, he wrote me an email asking me, first of all, that he's a new learner of the Pali Canon, and he has some questions. He wonder whether he can address, can help address them. So I'm always a bit stupid. So I thought, okay, how can I help you? Wow, he sent me one long email. Altogether, you know, six to seven questions. Then before I can reply, he sent me another email, 12 points. So after look at it, I told him, I said, maybe you can attend one of the class and then we can discuss. Because your questions are many and I think other students can benefit. So this morning, then after that, the other day, he wrote again another few questions. Oh, damn it. This morning, I wrote to him and I told him that we are having class today. From the looks of it, he's not here. He or she is not here because is there any of you called AC? Sekali, why is AC? 你是不是那个莫名人士? I was sharing in the morning class that, or was it Thursday class, that his questions are all valid and interesting, but the questions and thoughts that he shared or she shared looks very organized, a bit too structured and organized. Doesn't feel very organic of someone reading the text. Looks almost like someone writing a thesis. Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it begs the question, which I would want to share with him when he or she does turn up. And it is, why are you learning the text? Not that I want to like push him or her off, but it is that none of the question relates to asking me how to apply the teachings. So it's not asking question about how to use the teachings, but asking question about the teachings, questioning the teachings, which I fully agree we should. But if that's all we do, then it's an academic exercise. Yeah. As I mentioned in the other class, it is like someone going to see the doctor and never asking the doctor, hey doctor, just now you were saying this medicine, how to use it? Instead of asking that question, this person is asking, doctor, what is the basis of this medicine? How did they come up with this medicine? Ask yourself, someone with cancer going, if someone knows that they are not feeling well, go and see a doctor. The only question you have is, how can you come tell me? How can I recover? My back pain. But this work is always related to your illness. And not asking, when do you get your degree? not this kind of question. Not that this question is bad, but it doesn't help a person who is having cancer. And so to wrap up, I feel that this person who wrote the series of questions also gave me inspiration about something that I wrote many years back when I was in the US. Many years back, occasionally I write letter to my mom because I was trying to exercise my Chinese writing. I think she may have kept one or two of them. Then you see my handwriting. Kana, no wala. But later on, come nicer. Maybe. But I wrote one letter to father. And it was about the purpose of learning the Dharma. Yeah. I don't know whether you know, kept it or not, or something. Yeah. But it reminded me of that. Because time and again, whenever we learn Dharma, we must always remember why we are doing this. Otherwise, it's very easy to become academic exercise. You can ask very interesting questions, have very interesting discussion and debates, but if it doesn't help you in your life in terms of being aware, firstly, of your current state, the defilements and so on, and secondly, helping you to overcome them. If you don't work on this, intellectual discussion can only bring you that far. Yeah. And if it's purely just intellectual discussion, it can actually end up increasing your pride. Yeah, not reducing your pride. And as a result, increasing your suffering, not reducing your suffering. Then you have missed the whole point. Okay, now let's open up for you all to ask questions if you all have any. Like, your one is well, yes, Marcel.
Yeah, but I'd like to ask about Vinaya Tathagata. So, given that both are set in the context of those times, how closely does the current Sangha need to follow?
I had the privilege of attending maybe one or two classes on the Vinaya when I visited one of the Theravadan center in US. So what they did was, first they look at the text, yeah. So the under the Patipoka, so we have the rule itself. Then they will look at the origin story. That means what happened that led to this Vinaya, rule being set. And after that, they will have a discussion on how it can be applied or whether it cannot be applied. And the angle is to look into the background principle. Because usually from the text itself, the principle may not be apparent. But from the origin story, it's usually clear. So this is how they do. Case in point, first time we are discussing the Pali canon, right? Pali, so I can share with you. Because Chinese Vajrayana tradition, they have a strict rule, cannot tell you anything. So there's one particular rule. Actually, the same rule exists in both sides. but now I'm recalling the discussion in the Theravada tradition, okay? So anyway, but this rule itself is quite interesting also. We usually talk about the Sangati, right? The precept rule. So we typically think of the triple rule, right? The lower, the upper, and the outer layer, which is the outer rule, which is two layers. So, but do you know that we are actually allowed a few other set of ropes. Yeah, one of them being the shower rope. In Chinese called yu yi. So the origin story is very interesting. So in India, they have three seasons: dry season, wet season, cold season. So dry season really don't rain, barely anything. Then the cold season may not rain also, it's just cold. So only during the rainy season, which is the wet season, then can be raining like day. Yeah, I remember, I think my teacher ever cited from one of the commentary and that person wrote down saying, it's been don't know how many weeks since I see a clear sky. So the rain can be how many weeks, no? Not how many hours. So, so what happened? So, water is, since the Buddha's time, scarce. Yeah, not something like now, you just go to the toilet, turn on the tap. So back then, for them to bathe, they need to go to the river. But then what happened is, there was one time, it was rainy season, then they were just bathing in the open. Then there were some court ladies who went to see the look for the monks, and when they approached, they said, oh! And they had this thought like, oh, they have become naked ascetics. Because in the Buddha's time, there were ascetics who practiced naked, you know, not wearing anything. And when they saw the monks not wearing anything, they thought, oh, they have become naked ascetics. So they ran off and then told everybody, and then the word spread. And then when they reached the Buddha called the monks over and said, this is not right. Like, how can, you know, the Sakyat sons be doing this? So a rule was set that you should use another piece of cloth to cover yourself up if you're going to use the rainwater in the open for modesty. Yeah, so this was the particular rule that was discussed when I was in Bayagiri. In US. And then they all laughed. Everybody was laughing. Like. And then the senior monk then explained that in today's context, for the most part, we don't bathe in a river anyway. Yeah, for the most part, we have cubicles. And then we have shower curtain. So is there still a need to have another room for you to bathe inside the shower curtain with another room? Then all that, of course not. Yeah, exactly. So when we look at the principle is not about using a set of rope. It's about modesty. And firstly, modesty. Another thing is not to create confusion in the lay disciple. So not all the precepts are about defilements. Not all the precepts are about, oh, this is evil, this is not evil. Many of the precepts were set in order to allay doubt in the lay people. So by and large, if we then talk about the because I spend more time in the Chinese community. So when we have Vinaya class, we listen to the tape recording from the masters in Taiwan. Then we have our own discussion sometimes. By and large, the Vinaya masters also do the same thing. They will cite, as I mentioned earlier, they will cite different sources, and then they will highlight the principle that's behind. I know of some traditions that basically consider the Vinaya to be, not just Vinaya, they consider the teachings to be outdated. So one of the community actually come up with a revision of the Vinaya. So they call it Patimokkha 2.0. Yeah. And basically the verses, I don't know whether they retain the original verse or they just rewrite the whole thing. But when I wouldn't mention which center because things may have changed. So I don't know. But last I checked, when I visited that center in 2003, they had this new version. Yeah. But because I was having jet lag, I missed the Vinaya recitation. Having a complete revision is different from what the rest of us are doing. Yeah. We are not following the precept to the letter. We are considering the principle behind the origin story and then present day circumstances. But we still adhere to that. Okay, this is the text. Yeah. So this is different from they interpret it, they pre-interpret it, and then say, okay, this text, the wording itself is problematic. So let's rewrite the whole thing. So that is different. So as far as I see, if you follow just one text, the letter itself, then bound to have some funny circumstances. Yeah, in many cases. But by and large, the different communities I've visited and learned with, we don't just follow the letter, we follow the spirit. Other questions?
Just wondering when Kitan comes to the
photocopy.
So the arena is there. Then they have to copy everything first. They spend a lot of years copying the original text from there. So they bring back, then from back there, then they together.
From what I know, that's how it is.
So when they carry, it's like, a lot of cards.
Oh no. Not like now, just download one DVD.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No. Unfortunately, now it is so easily accessible, nobody bothered to read. Or rather, few people bothered to read, not whole. No is too absolute. Yeah.
At that time, the first initial was big. Yes, but when the
Xuanzang Fa's already is
writing
on his writing of this time, I would presume he there was some he had more already. I would presume. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
I watched him and see you know.
COT is a novel fiction. Yeah. I don't know the specifics, but I would presume it's very difficult. Very difficult. Yeah. To begin with, when we are doing translations ourselves, we are looking at the classical Chinese. And we have the luxury of my teacher's explanation and Han Qingqing Jesus' commentary, sub-commentary. And then we have the luxury of comparing English translation of the Nikaya where similar topics are answered. And yet, many times we struggle. Many times you're like, like sometimes this year is much faster. The past 10 years, wow, many times 2 hours just on one line. Wow, the two of us, wow, back and forth, back and forth. This year is much better because we didn't translate in sequence. So some of the texts that we translate were the later chapters, and now we are translating the earlier chapter, Wen Suo Cheng Di. So Wen Suo Cheng Di just lists out a lot of terms, which we already have already translated. So now it's much faster. Back then it was really tough. And so in the process, many times I would share with my Dharma brother, like, now with all the tools we have, somehow we have the Golden Dict, Star Dict dictionary on digital on the computer. And inside, we upload the Fa Xiang Ci Dian, Fo Guang Da Ci Dian, all the different Ci Dian. And then he found the Sanskrit, the Tibetan, Chinese, Tibetan Sanskrit dictionary specifically for HSD.